Okay, so we're going to start out with just some basic stuff. Can you tell me your full name?
Robert Charles Vavra.
Can you spell the last part of it for me?
Yes, I can. V as in victory, A. V as in victory, R-A.
Okay.
Vavra.
Awesome. Now, and if you don't mind me asking, how old you are?
I am 49.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm 66, born in 66.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about your childhood and the river.
Yeah, you know, my father met up with a couple of young lads that had left Harpers Ferry, Iowa, just after the Korean War, and went to the big city to make a living. They went into Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and they met up with my father. And, you know, asked him if he'd like to come up to Harpers Ferry, do some hunting, fishing, messing around. And my father said, of course, yeah. Got married, had some kids. Where do you go back to? Where your father was messing around. We had a little cabin. And I had a little canoe with a four-horse catching frogs and snakes and snapping turtles when I was a kid. I think that's where I fell in love with the Mississippi River. After high school, I like to say it's the drink, beer, chase, girls, run out of money, get job. Took me an hour to need a job. And I fell in with a guy that was a commercial fisherman. We were catching rough fish, carp, buffalo, quillback, suckers for the rough fish market across the United States. In the wintertime and summertime, trapping snapping turtles and trapping. A couple years of that, we met up with a couple guys from Muscatine, Iowa, that said that I needed to get to diving for mussels in the summertime. It was a little more cash and diving for mussels. So 1987, I put my first dive boat together, and I came up here on the river, and I worked rivers from here to Florida in pieces, diving for mussels. I could see that whole day, the day that I now call the day of the hunter-gatherer, was leaving the river. Young guys were not following in their father's and grandfather's footsteps, and today it's a truly lost thing. So I switched gears. I bought a tavern restaurant in Harpers Ferry, Iowa, and I call that my 12-year stint in prison, standing behind the bar. 12 years. We had an opportunity to buy a little campground. We did that. We put in some weekend and week cabins. We sold the tavern. My wife took a job with Cabela's, but I always wanted to try to make a living here on the river somehow. So I went to school down in Texas, got my captain's license. We started looking for a boat. We found the old boat working in the Chesapeake Bay, and now we've actually had a new boat built for us down in Florida. We splashed that a year ago, and we're in business with a 49-passenger tour boat called the Maiden Voyage of Maiden Voyage Tours, and do a little bit of everything from bachelorette parties to nursing facilities, Boy Scout troops, 4-H things, family reunions. You know, we have a lot of fun out here in the Mississippi River.
Yeah. All right. Can you tell me a little bit about the river now, and how, aside from the tour boats, how it influences commercial fishing?
Well, the river today is a different place. I don't consider myself an old man. I'm 49 years old, but I've seen the river change tremendously. I've seen it fill in. It's you know, there's places when I was young that had 8, 9, 10, 12 feet of water. In some of those places today, you can hardly get a boat into. I like to say the cup is full. We really, really need to watch the turbidity and how our soil conservation things keep the muddy stuff out of my muddy river. And we need to really, or the consequences are, what does the 65 flood look like today? Is it a foot higher? Is it 5 feet higher? I don't know. It's definitely higher.
In terms of how much the Mississippi has changed, you know, since you were a young man to what it looks like now, what do you think are some of the bigger environmental issues that people are worrying about, or that you're worrying about along the river today?
Yeah, today, you know, I see the river as a different place. I haven't heard any bullfrogs for 2 years. The mussel industry is gone. Today, commercial clamming is against the law. 100 years of heritage, gone. Commercial fishing. There's a handful of commercial fishermen. Those lakes I say that we're filling in, obviously today, they're not producing fish. It's been a huge drawback to the commercial fishermen. And there's only a handful of commercial fishermen left on the river. I see it changing. Turtles, muskrats, all different kinds of species here that are not near as many when I was a kid 35 years ago. It's not a very long span of time. And so what does the next 30 years, and how can we get together and fix some of these issues? You know, work with local and state and federal governments and, you know, the prairie community to help us out here on our river.
All right. So right now we're interviewing you on your own boat. You told us that it's been with you for a while. Can you tell me a little bit more about this boat's history?
Wow. You know, everybody have, I guess, a special piece from their kind of their young child or their childhood or something. I have a boat, and I started with this boat. I was 19, and I bought this old boat, and I fixed it up over the years here, and I still have it. I think I'll probably have it the rest of my life, but I worked out of it, and it has all the memories of working the river as a way of life. And as I get to be older, I would like someday to see a young guy out here starting to make all the mistakes and do all the things that I got to do growing up on the Mississippi River, and a way of life that's disappeared.
All right. And it's been a pleasure running into you on this trip. Do you have any advice for us going down the river, and then advice for us for life?
Wow. You know, this Mississippi River, you don't pick the river. It picks you. And you guys have now been bit by this Mississippi River, and it will kind of control your destiny. The time here on the river, the things you will see and do, you will use in your life. And no matter where you go or what you do, you always have this experience. And so I see a bunch of young people here coming together as a group and spending time and making stories and memories that will never go away. And I think it's fantastic. And that's the reason that I'm here tonight, because I think this program, I need to see one of these groups every week. You know, that's what I think. Yep. To appreciate. If people don't appreciate this river and spend some time with it, then we don't know how to save it.
All right. Thank you so much for frying up some fish and potatoes for us tonight and just spending time with us. It's definitely a real treat.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
That's awesome.